So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I gotta cry, 'cause crying eases the pain, oh yeah. Deep with this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain.
News Radio, wow. 92.3, wow. Informative, local, dependable.
Nobody says it better than the Temptations.
Yes, sir. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pitt School's expert panel with Megan. This is The Garden Line, song selection by Mr. Mike Wiggins, our host.
Oh, how I wish it would rain.
I forgot about that, so it was perfect.
It really is. We got a little bit the other day.
Enough to make you thirstier.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Exactly. And supposedly we're forecasting for a little bit more rain various times this week. But I'll believe it when I see it. I really will. I was looking at the radar here, and the current radar, and it looks like there's a lot of bad weather, but it's all, Atlanta, Montgomery.
It's all north of us.
All north of us,
which
exactly.
I suppose that we don't want the tornadoes.
No,
we don't want any of that stuff.
No, none of that.
Just some rain.
But anyway, just a lot of nice day of slow, easygoing rain.
Mm-hmm.
That would really help.
We need it. We do.
I am driving through my neighborhood. You can tell the folks that just don't have the sprinkler system or the time or whatever it takes to get enough water.
It's looking a little brown,
and
right?
Looking a little brown. Zoysia will react to this pretty quickly. It'll start browning up. It'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get enough water on it, it'll come back. But there's some obviously a lot of evidence of folks that, you know, if it persists, could be in trouble.
A little dry.
and so this is going to sound like a broken record, like we're repeating ourselves, but there are just a couple of steps that you need to take if you're going to protect yourself. First of all, I think one of the most important is just don't go out and scalp that lawn. As a matter of fact, the experts, if you remember, we quoted county agent over in Okaloosa County,
mm-hmm.
The other day, saying, even though you know to mow your St. Augustine 4 inches, make it 5.
Interesting.
let it grow a little taller. That will help you get through it. But the worst thing you can do is to take that 4-inch recommendation and make it 2.
Mm.
then you really, really could have.
See,
trouble.
That's so interesting to me because I wouldn't know that unless you had mentioned it.
Yeah, you got to be really, really careful. Also, sharpen the lawnmower blade is important.
Mm.
That really, really is important.
Where do you do that?
Well, that's a good question. I have seen somebody who's kind of like a food truck, but it's also mm-hmm. it's a guy who sharpens knives and he'll sharpen the blade. I've seen him over at the Apple Market.
Oh, okay.
But I hadn't seen him there in a while. So I don't know where you would do that.
A hardware store, maybe?
Maybe. That'd be a good place to ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe go to an Ace Hardware.
I don't recall seeing it in any of the big box stores. I mean, I don't
Yeah, I know. You might even talk to like Larry at Pensacola Seed and Garden
mm-hmm.
or even Werner's and ask him. Werner's would be a good choice to go ask him, how can I do this?
Right.
I bet they could send you to the right place.
If you just joined us, this is The Garden Line. We're here every Tuesday from 9 to 10 with Mike Wiggins, our gardening expert. And here's the good news. If you've got a question, especially right now as we're going through this drought, feel free to send that question or comment in to 850-437-1620. Mike always does a great job of answering your questions and comments, and we always appreciate hearing from you.
Also, this is if you really need some exercise. You don't need to go to the gym. Just get your rake out and start raking the oak leaves. I think last week we said, maybe it's over.
No, I
can't
testify.
It is not over. You go through my neighborhood once again, and I mean, it is. And look at my house.
it's ridiculous. My car was just covered this morning with that yellow pollen stuff
and
the oak leaves.
Pollen and the oak leaves. Time of year, which this too shall pass, but it is a mess right now.
It just seems really longer for some reason. Is that because we're not getting any rain to knock it out of the trees? Is that part of it? Or
that's a great observation, Meg. It might be part of it. I don't really know why mm-hmm. it persists, but it just continues. I went out just to try to get some of it out of the gutter.
Right.
But I tell you, I got so frustrated because I would rake, and the wind was blowing. And so I would rake, and here would come right in my face.
Oh, yeah, like a blower.
Exactly. I said, forget this.
Well, I'm worried about my car. I went to open my trunk. I went to a grocery store to open my trunk, and then when you open it up, it has that place in between the trunk and the back window.
Yes.
Full of that pollen stuff and leaves and everything. So I was in the parking lot over at Publix, you know, chunking out these leaves.
Exactly. Maybe we should be in the car wash business right now.
I tell you what, this is a good. I hope this must be good right now.
Oh, I bet it is. The trouble is, you can get it washed, take it home.
No, right the next day, forget
it. The next day.
I know.
You never went anywhere. Okay, one other thing.
Real quick here, we got someone commented. We were talking about where you can get your blades sharpened.
Good.
Carol texted in. She's one of our listeners. She said, check out lawnmower repair shops.
Absolutely.
There you go.
That would do it.
Perfect sense.
That does make perfect sense. That's a great suggestion.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you for that. We really appreciate it. One last thing I was going to mention that one needs to do is to be sure to check your sprinkler heads.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, especially if you've got kids playing soccer in the front yard,
true.
You know,
dogs.
You're going to have
bears.
sprinkler head problems. So be sure, because that's, you know, if you water your yard early in the morning, many times when you're not even up or where you're not paying attention to it, and you're watering the street.
Yes.
So,
or the worst is when I came out to my car and I could see the sprinkler head, and there's other sprinklers. It was just you could see, and then there's this one just drip, drip, drip. It was like this little sad geyser
drip, drip.
In the grass.
Exactly. One thing I thought would be fun. I don't know if it's fun for me to do. I was going through some of my old notes trying to do a little decluttering, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and found a little fact sheet that I had put together back in the early 90s.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that was so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem that long ago to me, but it really is that long ago. And it was Mike's suggestion for spring color.
Oh,
for spring planting.
That sounds like a good list.
So I had a little list here. I thought we'd go through some of them. I thought it'd be fun to see which ones I talked about
are still relevant.
Early 90s. Yeah, they're still around and anybody's still planting.
Okay.
And, so we could do some of that this morning.
Okay, that sounds good.
I think we I had it divided up into shady plants, shady area plants, and then sunny area plants.
Okay.
Exactly. So.
Oh, I got another text about the lawnmower blades.
Oh, let's do it. Oh, this is important.
Okay.
It really is.
Michael texted and he said, I just replaced my lawnmower blades. They're not that expensive. Getting them sharpened isn't cheap, by the way. Interesting. Just replace them, I guess.
Yeah, just
that
put
makes
a
sense.
New one.
Yeah.
Put a new one in there.
That makes sense.
Yeah, well, any way you do it is it's important, especially in this dry weather.
Okay.
So, good. Well, thank you. Thank you all for that. Who was that? Was that Michael?
That was Michael, yeah.
That was Michael. Michael's been a good friend of our show.
Yes, he has.
We really appreciate his insight into all kind of areas.
Okay, and we got one of our other regulars, Steve from Escambia Bay, texted in. The hummingbirds are back on Escambia Bay.
Steve, let me tell you right now. I was just getting fed up. I was going to take down the hummingbird feeders and pack them away. Because I said, it's just not going to be our year. But just yesterday, I'm sitting in the backyard. There he came.
Oh, my goodness.
The hummingbird feeder. And so they're back. They're back.
Yay.
You remember, Meg, we had one, maybe a month ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
And I never do know. Maybe somebody who's listening knows how they work. And maybe that was a scout. kind of like the Martins, the purple Martins, you know, they do send their scouts in
That's
February.
True. Okay.
You know, find their house, and then they send all the rest of the birds come in. Oh, maybe hummingbirds send a scout.
We need a hummingbird expert.
I just made that up, so maybe somebody can help us with that.
Okay.
And anyway, but it was sure good to see him. It just makes you feel good that the hummingbirds are back.
Yes. Okay. On that note, we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, 850-437-1620. We've got lots of texts rolling in, Mike, so we'll try to get to them next. So
that's
don't
good.
Go away. This is Pep Talk. Welcome back to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on Pep Talk. Got a nice text and photo from Lisa, our friend in Milton. She's getting things ready, and she says, Mike, says, let's see. Good morning. I have a picture for you this year's garden trying out Silver Queen corn.
Oh,
tomatoes have taken off, and I still need to plant peppers. And she says, from Lisa in Milton. And then she sends a picture. She's got these great big, I guess they're metal tubs.
Oh, absolutely. Lisa has been a great listener for a long, long time, and is the current Escambia County expert in above ground gardening.
Oh, wow. Well,
And of course, I'm on the other side of the computer here, so I can't see the picture. I'll come during the break, I'll take a look at it. But she had the big silver tubs and has just had amazing results out of that. I did not know from her previous calls that she was growing Silver Queen corn in that above ground garden.
I've never heard of that. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, Silver Queen corn is the absolute best. If you have a backyard garden and you are going to grow some corn, that's the one you want to grow.
Silver Queen.
It tastes so
really
good. Oh, it's sweet. It's just the best. But Lisa can grow almost anything. Tomatoes, peppers, corn, you name it. And is so successful at it. And has always shared her pictures.
I love it.
Oh, no question. And so, Lisa, thank you for that, and congratulations. I wonder when I would think it's time to plant her peppers.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not telling Lisa what to do, for sure. But I would think it'd be time to plant those peppers. I had a friend I talked to yesterday who said, I'm growing two things. I'm growing tomato plants and peppers.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they're both really doing pretty good right
okay,
now.
Okay, well, there so, you go.
Exactly.
Great. Okay,
exactly.
Got another text.
Thanks, Lisa.
In. Another text in from Michael, or Mike. He says, good morning, Mike. Oh, I'm sorry. This is from Josh. Josh from Gulf Coast Pool and Spa listening in. I'm curious about fertilizer and treatment for St. Augustine.
Oh, Josh, thank you very much for the call. Gulf Coast Pool and Spa is a great organization. They really are. They do such good work. And I appreciate Josh calling in. St. Augustine, the experts will tell you to fertilize St. Augustine, you need to wait until May.
Oh.
None of us do that. But
okay.
For the most part, that's when you should do it. And, of course, May starts Friday. I think Friday
is. May 1st. Is this Friday?
May
yeah.
1st, no doubt about it. But point is, now is the time to put it on there. And we've always talked about the formula that we need to use for St. Augustine grass. And we talked about this last week, as a matter of fact. I like the 16-4-8 or a 16-0-8. The important number there, of course, is that first number. Remember we talked about
that last week.
That's the nitrogen that's really going to make it go. But if you're going to buy a fertilizer of a 16-4-8 or any good quality fertilizer with a high first number, be sure that it is a quality fertilizer that not only has the right numbers, but also has iron, it has minor elements, it's slow release. All those things really count when it comes to putting a good fertilizer on. I like to put it out with a rotary spreader.
Mm-hmm.
I've also, if you don't have a huge yard, I think a good way to apply that is with a hand seeder. You know what that is, Meg?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, you just kind of hold your hand and crank it.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And crank it, and that way, what you can do, if you don't want to put that fertilizer in your flower bed, it's very simple. You just back up to it.
Because
it's throwing it out at about 180 degrees, and it's not throwing it out behind you.
Mm-hmm.
So hand seeder, which are relatively inexpensive, but if that's a good granular fertilizer, to me, that's a great way to apply it. Watch out for your arithmetic that you have to do. A 40-pound bag, probably around, I'm going to say about 7 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Okay.
Kind of figure all that math out to be sure you don't overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
Because overdoing lawn, well, I'm going to back up a minute. Some of the experts will also say in a drought like this, you don't really want to fertilize. But if and only if you can water enough, would I recommend it. About 7 pounds per thousand, put it out and water. I would water every day. I'd water every day for a week if it's not raining from this point on.
Okay.
And really get that water on there, get that fertilizer down to where it's going to do some good. But so you got to watch the formula, you got to watch your arithmetic, and be sure you get the right amount out over the right square footage, and then water it, and you're in business. But, of course, and this, now you talk about repeating ourselves, don't let anybody sell you a weed and feed, especially in this dry weather. That would be, could be a disaster.
Okay, very important.
No weed killer in your fertilizer at all, just a pure lawn fertilizer. And last time, someone asked us in a text, give me a brand name. And I said, well, I like Fertilome.
Mm-hmm.
And Fertilome used to have a label that's called it Fertilome Classic, which was at 1608 or 1648. It changes. But so that's a good brand. I think Werner's may have it. I think Larry at Pensacola Seed and Garden may have it. But if they don't have Fertilome brand, they'll have a brand. Just be sure it has all those characteristics of granular and minor elements and the right formula.
But definitely avoid the weed and feed.
No, just don't do it.
Okay.
Just don't do it. I don't like to use it in the early spring. I don't think it works that well. And I think you're subject to doing some damage to your yard in many cases. So I don't like doing that. I like doing it separately. Because remember, what a weed and feed does has ingredients in it that keep weeds from coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of the weeds are up right now,
right.
So it's not going to do you that much good. So you need to put that on early, put your weed killer pre-emergence on early in February, and then do the fertilizer we've just been talking about in April and May.
Okay. We're talking with Mike Wiggins at the Garden Line here on Pep Talks, and Lisa just texted back in about those big metal tubs she has.
Yeah.
She said, too funny, I purchased those at Tractor Supply.
She told us that one time before. I think it's a... You know, I don't know if it is or not. It's something that you know, you put animal feed in.
I think they're big farm tubs.
Big
is
farm
what they are.
Tubs. But boy, do they work.
They work.
And they sure work for her, I'll tell you right now.
Okay, we
and
got that, a
and
lot.
And you know what? Okay. They look cool.
They do look
they
cool.
Really
they really
look cool.
Do. We got a lot of texts coming in, Mike. So we're going to try to get to them all. We've got another half hour. So if you have a question for Mike or comment, 850-437-1620. Got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back on Pep Talk. This is the Garden Line with Pep Talk. Mike Wiggins is here to answer your questions. 850-437-1620. Stefan, who hosts Boat Smart on Fridays, had a question for you, Mike. How do you get rid of sand spurs in your centipede grass?
Well, we get asked a lot of tough questions on the Garden Line, and that is one of them. The best thing you can do, and it's not even close to being perfect, is use that pre-emergence fertilizer in the early spring, February. I'd go middle of February. Go out and get a bottle of atrazine and spray the area where you're having the problems with the sand spurs. That should inhibit some of them from coming up. But it's kind of the same thing. I had a good friend ask me, they have a big monkey grass bed, but the monkey grass is encroaching on their good grass. How do they get rid of it? And just one way to do it, of course, is to go ahead and kind of till that area and rake out those old sand spurs.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, get them out manually.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they just start to come up, then hit them with a non-selective herbicide like a Roundup, and that will get them when they're really young. That's probably the best way to do it. A lot of trouble, but they are hard, hard. It's like torpedo grass.
Oh, gosh.
Remember we talked about torpedo grass?
Sure did, yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, it's just one of those weeds. You know, a weed is just a plant in the wrong place.
Right.
And the sand spurs and the rye pea coming up in the wrong place. It's just, you know, these plants will do that. But then you've got to go to all that trouble to try to get rid of them. And it's hard. It's hard to do. and the sand spurs are one of the worst.
Okay, I got another question in. Good morning, Mike. This is Steve from Jay. I recently drilled a 160-foot deep well, and I have some concerns about the water, and will my plants adjust to well water?
That's a great question that I don't have an answer to. I really don't know that. I'm just going to guess here. Maybe the county agent of Beth Bowles over the Escambia County Extension Service would have some insight into the answer to that question. Maybe the ECUA.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Might be able to tell you. But, you know, so many people have wells, and they use it to water everything.
I would think it'd be more natural.
I would think it would be okay, but I would sure check with the experts first.
Okay. Great questions coming in this morning. Thank you so much to our listeners. 850-437-1620. We still got some more to go. Another half hour, so be sure and send them in during the news break. We will be back with Mike Wiggins and the Guard Line right after the news. Good morning. This is the Garden Line on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and our host, Mike Wiggins, who is the gardener extraordinaire. Y'all need to know that in my little world here in the studio, this man will take a look at a picture and I'll say, oh, look at that picture. I think that's a lily. And he'll say, oh, that's a spathophyllum. What is it again?
Spathophyllum. Which is, wait a minute, Meg. You're right. It's just a peace lily with the big white blooms. It's a beautiful
it's
one,
beautiful.
Too.
It's
it
beautiful.
Is gorgeous. and I think
he's
the question.
He's such a show off, though. He comes over and looks at the picture and goes, oh, well, that's a.
No, Meg is modest. She knew that was a lily. She looked at it.
I didn't know it was a. What is it?
Spathophyllum.
Yeah. I can only say that after a few beers, okay?
Exactly. sound like we both have had
yes,
a few.
Yes, exactly. Exactly right.
Exactly.
But the question with the picture
What is the question?
Yes, the question was, has this plant outgrown the pot? What is a good time to separate? Thanks. And I don't have a name with this one, but.
Yeah, and that's a good question. I look at that, and it's a gorgeous tropical plant.
It's beautiful.
House plant. Probably the quintessential plant if you have a low light area in your home. This is the plant to plant because it will, if you keep it watered, and it's got to have a little bit of light, but not like a Ficus benjamina or any of those like that. It's a great plant for your shady den, let's put it that way. The picture is gorgeous. I would be tempted not to separate it because sometimes you might just end up with two weak plants.
Right.
I mean, it may work. It may be fine, but I wouldn't separate it. I would simply get a bigger pot.
Oh, okay.
And they do grow and they get just pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But I would get a bigger pot. And, of course, treat it like we do azaleas. When you take that peace lily out of the its current pot, if those roots have started growing around and around, then you kind of separate those out a little bit. So it'll absorb the nutrients and the water that you put on it. But if you're going to try to separate it, I would have really liked to have separated it in the cooler weather.
Mm.
But being an inside plant, you could probably do it almost any time you wanted to. But be sure, if you do that, to keep it in the area where it is now, where it's thriving.
Yeah, clearly it's getting the right amount of sunlight.
It's getting the right amount of sunlight and the right amount of nutrients. Whatever's happening to it now, keep it that way if you do end up separating it. But I would simply, it's so beautiful, I'd be tempted just to get a bigger pot and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's a great question and photo. If you've got a comment or a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and he is our expert, Mr. Mike Wiggins. Now we got another question that just came in. Does that hydro mouse grass seed work?
Say it again.
Hydro, H-Y-D-R-O, mouse grass seed work.
Spell mouse.
M-O-U-S-E.
Hydro mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, I hear you. No, I apologize. I'm not sure what that is.
Unless they were too to talk to text and it came out the wrong
sometimes,
word.
Well, yeah, it could be. Sometimes hydro mulch is where you have grass seed that's mixed up in kind of a mush, if you will.
Oh, okay.
And there are some people, when they hydro mulch, they're big machines that will do this. They'll, for example, Department of Transportation will get Bahia seed, probably a little Bermuda seed,
oh, wow.
and mix it up in this slush and then spray it out. Yes, and it works. I mean, it does work. And I'm assuming it's what they're saying. The word mouse kind of has me confused. So I don't know. Ask them to check that. Be sure that's exactly.
Yeah, if that's what you meant when you sent the text. Yeah. Sometimes people do talks to text or in the car.
Maybe
something.
Hydromulch.
Maybe that's what it was in the
I don't know.
The car heard mouse.
that's
hydromulch.
That's a great question. And I'm not sure if I can answer that because I'm not sure what that is. But hydromulch has been around for years.
Okay.
Been around for years. I very seldom have seen it in a residential situation, mm-hmm. but in a commercial situation, those machines are out there.
Okay. Great questions coming in this morning and great comments. 850-437-1620. There's still time to get your questions in. Carolyn, who's a friend of our show, has sent in some photos, Mike. She says, good morning. Let's see. I'm checking with this. That's from a previous one. She says, I grow Silver Queen every year. That's the Silver Queen corn that we were talking about earlier.
The best.
Only two rows, but I get plenty to grill and freeze. So she's got a picture of that. And she says, I grow the Silver Queen everywhere. Let's see. She says, I love the show. And then her next text, she's got a picture. She said, this is my other raised garden with zucchini and broccoli. And Mike, it's beautiful. And it's already a couple feet tall. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, we're going to take a break in a minute. I'm going to scoot around to your computer.
Yeah, take a look at all those photos.
Yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, I think this is a good example of growing that Silver Queen, just two rows, mm-hmm. just enough. For her family, it sounds like so many times a crop like corn, people would say, I don't want to plow up the backyard and have the back 40, have a cornfield.
Right.
You can grow vegetables. I mean, everything from tomato plants to peppers to broccoli, whatever you're going to grow, corn. Sometimes just in your flower beds.
See, I did not know that about corn.
Or in a smaller area, uh-huh. you know, you don't have to plow up the whole yard. But yet you can grow some of these things that are fun to grow, mm-hmm. and they taste great. And just to grow corn, a lot of these things, like radish seeds. I'm really kind of going back in time here. Radish seeds will come up just so quick.
Really?
But it's a great grandchild exercise to go out and grow things that will come up, and a child can see where their food comes from and get involved in gardening that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fun to do, and it can be done in a small area. I mean, if you just have a flower bed, you can put a couple of Better Boy tomato plants in there and do just fine.
I learned so much on this show.
No, you don't.
I do. I learned so much because it would never occur to me to grow corn and just do a couple of rows of it.
Sure.
I love that idea.
Absolutely.
It's so fun.
And you can go to many a garden center, you know, and just buy some seed corn, and it doesn't cost anything to speak of, and have a lot of fun with it.
Okay.
And plus have good taste, the best tasting corn there is, in my opinion.
I've got to try this. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm rolling up my sleeves. I'm trying to decide what I'm going to grow now. And we did get a text back from the person that had texted in about the hydromulch. You were right.
Okay.
And it says Ace Hardware sells it, and sorry about the spelling.
No, that's okay. And I would say it would work.
Okay.
And depending on what kind of seed you want to put out with it, or what kind of seed, let me put it this way, comes with it. All right. Be careful. Because a lot of these things like that, which are not something that a lot of people do,
mm-hmm.
will have seed, but it might be fescue. It might be bentgrass seed. It might be a seed that once it does come up in that hydromulch, is not one we want here in Pensacola. Because we're in the wrong zone for that particular grass seed. So pay special attention to what variety of seed is in that mulch. That would be my advice.
Okay, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, we are talking with Mike Wiggins on the Garden Line, 850-437-1620. Earlier, Mike mentioned that he's got a list from the 1990s of plants that grow in this area. So we're going to check back with that and see if it's still true today. So don't go away. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk and the Garden Line. This is the Garden Line on Pep Talk, and we got a comment that came in from Paul with Blue Sky Landscaping. We were talking about radish seeds, Mike, and he says, that's how I fell in love with gardening. As a little boy in the 80s, I got a packet of radish seeds in a Happy Meal and watched them grow.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
That's so cool.
That is so cool. Thanks,
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah, I love
appreciate that. Because those radish seeds come up so fast, it's a great lesson.
I love that.
It's a great lesson for kids. Now, I want to pile on a little bit with Carolyn and a little bit with Lisa, too, with their above ground gardening that they both have done. It's just absolutely extraordinary. And in Carolyn, the corn is in a very, it's in a larger above ground container, if you will, not container, but planting. And the corn is only takes up about, a quarter of the raised bed. And yet she's going to have enough to feed her family, remember?
I love that. Yeah, it's wonderful.
And of course, Lisa is so, it's just kind of really beautiful, the way she's got the tubs and a beautiful wood fence around them. And all kind of decorative
kind
art.
Kind of rock, the rock garden
and the rock, floor. Rock floor and all the decorative art on the fence.
I'm jealous.
I bet she spends a bunch of time out there. I would think that's probably very relaxing. And that above ground gardening is a whole other topic where you can control your soil, you can control your water, and better weed control.
Oh, sure. Makes sense.
So it's a great way to do it. Take some time, take some planning, but boy, look at the success that Carolyn and Lisa have had.
Yes, for sure.
Just great.
Okay, well, you said you had a list from the 90s, and you got me so curious about that.
Oh, really? It really looks like a list from last week.
Okay, well, I just was curious because I thought that was really fun.
Okay, here we go. All right, the first category was shady area, okay? And the number one there was coleus.
Oh.
Coleus are great, definitely a shade plant, unless nowadays you can buy sun coleus. Now, the ones that grow in the shade are still available. Beautiful kind of burgundy leaves with yellow in them. It's just a great plant for a shady area. You don't buy it for blooms.
Right.
You buy it for the color of the foliage. But the sun coleus, which I think they probably weren't around back in the 90s when this list was made, are beautiful. I really enjoy the sun coleus that are the burgundy and gold.
Pretty.
They just are absolutely.
Is that with a C or a K? Coleus.
C.
C, okay.
C-O-L-E-U-S.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of the garnet and gold, kind of a Seminole type plant there.
Okay. Anyway.
Well, I had to throw that in. But in any event, the coleus really were just sold back then as a shade plant.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can buy coleus for shade or coleus for sun. And when you buy it, be sure you know what you're getting. Be sure you don't want to take that sun coleus and put it in dense shade and vice versa.
Right.
You don't want to do that. Then, of course, the next one is sultana, which really is impatiens.
Oh, I love impatiens.
Listed in the shade area.
Mm-hmm.
But as we all know, you now have sun patiens that are perfect for the sun, and I just think they are just gorgeous. And I'm a little, I guess, because I just like the color, but they have the orange blooms on them for some of the sun patients.
Oh, pretty.
And Paul from Blue Sky Landscaping, I know for a fact that he has used a lot of those type plants in some of his landscaping projects he's done for people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it will stop traffic.
Oh.
Just absolutely gorgeous. But, the old-fashioned impatiens are still around. You can plant them in the shade. But I think more people are planting the sun patiens than the old-fashioned sultana.
Interesting. Okay.
Shade patiens. So those are two things. One more, and this is one, of course, y'all know if you've listened to the show. It's my absolute favorite for shady plants is caladium bulbs. Now is the time. And that's the same. There's no difference in 1991
really?
And this year.
Interesting.
These caladiums, you want to buy the number one grade, plant them right now. They will come up probably by the end of May, 1st of June, last all the way to Labor Day, and they really enjoy a shady area. However, some of the caladium colors, like the white one, it's called Candidum. It's a white variety of caladiums, will take a little bit more sun than some of the other colorful ones. Like Pink Beauty and Firehouse and that type of thing. So, in any event, those are three shady plant areas, shady plants back in 91 that have evolved.
Interesting. Well,
you can still buy them, but you can buy the improved variety that will now take sun.
That's amazing.
It's fun.
That is really interesting. Yeah.
Times change, but the varieties haven't changed.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like people.
Right. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a whole other topic, but go ahead.
Okay.
I'll go ahead with your list.
Yeah. I just was thinking of a new show you could do, but I'm not going to go there either.
Okay,
and the next one is a whole list of plants for the sun, for a sunny area.
Mm.
And many of these have not changed. And one of the top of that list is petunias.
Yeah,
petunias were good then. They're good now. A lot of people will plant the cascading petunias.
Mm.
In other words, they'll have a big pot, and they'll have a variety of blooming plants in this pot. But the cascading petunias will kind of bloom and grow over the edge of the pot and kind of break down.
So pretty.
So if you've got that cascading low plant, then they'll put in some of the taller plants. And it's a beautiful planting. Southern Living, of course, will have articles on those. That I don't know who does it, but they're geniuses.
I've seen them in the hanging pots.
Yes. Oh, no question. You're absolutely right. In a hanging basket.
Mm-hmm. I love those.
Oh, sure.
Especially in back porch.
Yes. Yes.
Really pretty.
So you do have the green thumb. You are good. You are good at this. Okay. Marigolds, just a basic.
Oh, I love them.
I think the dwarf one, yellow ones are the best,
mm-hmm.
and they will really bloom most of the summer, depending on the weather. We get up into the high 90s, and it gets dry again.
Sure.
Sometimes they can feel the effects of that, but they are really a great plant, especially in the foreground of an other bed, because they are low-growing, maybe 12 inches, maybe not even that tall,
mm-hmm.
but they are a great plant to grow. Plus, I don't know if you know this, Meg. I read somewhere that if you plant bright plants like the dwarf yellow marigolds, it kind of brings your house closer to the street visually.
Interesting.
So it kind of highlights your landscaping and is a great addition, if you will, to the plants around your house.
It gives it some dimension.
Yes. Well said. I could never say it that good. But you're right. Gives it some dimension.
Okay.
Very good.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with Mike and the Garden Line in just a minute. This is the Garden Line on Pep Talk. Just a couple minutes left. Mike, you want to touch on anything maybe that we have missed this morning?
Well, not really. We just have to address this dry weather.
The drought, for sure. You mentioned earlier about how to keep watering.
The most important thing. The most important thing. Just a couple more of these sunny area plants. I just wanted to mention a couple more that I really like. Salvia. Salvia will bring the butterflies. You can get blue salvia. You can get, but I like the red. And there's one variety I really like. It's called St. John's Fire.
Ooh.
And if you can find that in your garden center, plant it full sun. It'll take it all day long. And I also like Dusty Miller. I think we've talked about Dusty Miller before. Dusty Miller is great. It kind of lives up to its name. The leaves itself look grayish and dusty with no bloom. And you would say, why would I plant a plant like that?
Right.
You know, it's not very exciting. It's a great plant for contrast.
Oh,
you plant it with some of those marigolds we talked about.
Then they really
pop out.
Even
some of the petunias. That's right. But those Dusty Miller will just last and last and last. And are just really great plants, as I say, to give a contrast to your colorful plants,
mm-hmm.
even some of your perennials.
Sure.
So anyway, that's Dusty Miller. That's one of my favorites. I'm kind of jumping around here. Oh, here's another one I really like. Portulaca. You ready?
That sounds like a punchline.
Portulaca?
Yes.
Okay.
What is that?
Okay. Moss rose.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a vining annual with multicolor blooms on it.
Ooh.
Really a great full sun annual.
Okay.
But moss rose. Portulaca.
Okay. We've got just a comment from one of our listeners that we had talked a couple weeks ago, and I want to mention it before we go, but about Slays, that place that to go visit.
Oh, in Alabama.
Asking if you'd had a chance to go.
No, I have not, but I'm going.
And they said, we're going to go back this Saturday, and Slays has white Mexican petunias.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a tip.
I bet they sell Silver Queen corn, too.
Ooh, they probably do.
I bet
you. Road trip.
There you go. Let's go.
This has been The Garden Line with our expert, Mike Wiggins. It's always so much fun, Mike, when you're here. If you want to hear it again, you can always go to our newsradio.923.com, click on The Garden Line. You can take notes.
Meg, you're the best. This was fun.
You're the best.
I don't know.
Every hour.